Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Fund, Ray Dalio, Bridgewater Associates and the Unraveling of a Wall Street Legend by Rob Copeland is an invigorating dive into the intricate world of high finance through the lens of one of its most enigmatic figures, Ray Dalio and his brainchild, Bridgewater Associates. This book takes readers behind the scenes of the largest hedge fund in the world, renowned not just for its financial achievements, but also for its unique corporate culture and innovative investment strategies. Copeland meticulously details the rise of Bridgewater and its founder, shedding light on Dalio's philosophy of radical transparency and principles that govern both personal and professional lives at Bridgewater. Through interviews, financial analysis, and a close examination of both successes and setbacks, the book offers an unparalleled view into the complexities of managing a financial empire and the personal dynamics that come with it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the philosophy of Ray Dalio. The foundation of Ray Dalio's success is deeply rooted in his unique philosophy, which is meticulously explored in The Fund. Dalio's principles emphasizing radical transparency and meritocracy in decision-making have set Bridgewater Associates apart in the cutthroat world of finance. Dalio believes in an open exchange of ideas, where the best ideas win, regardless of their origin. This approach has not only created a distinctive corporate culture, but has also facilitated innovative investment strategies that have been pivotal to the firm's achievements. The book explores how Dalio's life experiences shaped his worldview, leading to the development of his principles and how these ideas were implemented within Bridgewater to create an environment that fosters continuous improvement and resilience in the face of financial uncertainty. Secondly, Bridgewater Associates' corporate culture, one of the most fascinating aspects of the fund, is its in-depth analysis of Bridgewater Associates' corporate culture. The firm's practice of radical transparency and idea meritocracy, where the focus is on finding the best ideas rather than prioritizing seniority, has been revolutionary. This section of the book provides critical insights into the internal workings of Bridgewater, showcasing how these principles are applied in daily operations, from decision-making processes to conflict resolution. It examines the challenges and benefits of maintaining such a culture, including its impact on employee relations and overall company performance. The narrative delves into how this unconventional approach had been both a source of strength and tension within the company, offering readers a nuanced view of what it means to operate under such a paradigm. Thirdly, innovative investment strategies. The Fund gives readers a detailed look at the investment strategies that propelled Bridgewater Associates to the pinnacle of the financial world. Dalio's approach to investing, which emphasizes diversification, risk management, and an understanding of market cycles, is broken down to its core components, providing valuable lessons for readers. The book explains how Bridgewater's strategies, including the famous all-weather portfolio, are designed to perform well in any economic environment, reflecting Dalio's deep understanding of economic principles and his ability to anticipate market movements. This section also discusses the role of algorithms and technology in Bridgewater's investment process, highlighting how innovation has supported the firm's success and how it continues to evolve in response to changing market dynamics. Fourthly, the successes and setbacks of Bridgewater Associates. Rob Copeland's narrative does not shy away from the complexities of Bridgewater Associates' journey, detailing both its monumental successes and its notable setbacks. The book recounts the periods of exceptional profitability and growth, alongside the times of significant losses and public controversies that tested the firm's resilience. This balanced portrayal offers readers an honest look at the challenges of maintaining a top position in the volatile world of finance. By examining the strategic decisions, market conditions, and internal dynamics that contributed to these outcomes, The Fund provides a comprehensive understanding of what it takes to lead and sustain a financial giant through turbulent times. Lastly, the impact of Bridgewater's principles beyond finance. An intriguing element of The Fund is its exploration of the influence of Dalio's principles beyond Bridgewater Associates and the finance industry. The book illustrates how these ideas have permeated various sectors, inspiring leaders and organizations to adopt similar approaches to transparency, decision-making, and organizational culture. It discusses how Dalio's book, Principles, has become a guide for individuals seeking to apply logic and systematic thinking to their personal and professional lives. Furthermore, it touches on Dalio's philanthropic efforts and his commitment to sharing his knowledge, highlighting his broader impact on society. This section not only celebrates the financial achievements of Dalio and Bridgewater, but also their contribution to a shifting paradigm in how businesses and individuals approach success and fulfillment. In conclusion, The Fund, Ray Dalio, Bridgewater Associates, and the Unraveling of a Wall Street Legend is a must-read for anyone intrigued by the intersections of finance, leadership, and organizational culture. It offers valuable lessons for aspiring financiers, entrepreneurs, and those seeking to understand the complexities of managing a successful enterprise. The insights into Bridgewater's innovative strategies, coupled with the detailed account of its corporate culture, provide a compelling blueprint for achieving excellence in any field. Furthermore, Dalio's principles offer a framework for personal growth and resilience in the face of adversity. This book not only charts the journey of a financial legend, but also invites readers to reflect on their own principles and the cultures they cultivate in their personal and professional lives. If you would like to support Rob Copeland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.